News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Want to let you know about the 28th Annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival coming up on March 23rd and 24th at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. 100-plus local, regional, and national artists to browse through, food vendors, live art demonstrations, silent auction, and activities for the kids. Find out at more at newsradio923.com. Thank you for joining me today. My guest is Brandy Winkleman, the president and executive director of AHOPE. Go to AHOPE4SRC.com. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you. I am doing rather well this morning. The weather is deciding to be foggy this morning. Every morning I have to ask Google like what the temperature is outside just to know how to dress.
Right.
But I'm glad it's good this morning.
Yeah. And I'm kind of like you. I've got this, okay, well, it's this temperature. I'm still going to wear shorts, but what do I have to wear on the top end? Because my legs can be out in like 20 below zero, but it's the upper body that gets cold.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you brought a guest with you this morning. Who is this?
I did. I brought Dexy, and she's actually the only quote unquote foster fail I've ever had. So. We're kind of in between. I'm actually picking up some rescues this afternoon, or this actually right after this. So I brought Dexy in this morning. Mm-hmm. She is a heartworm survivor. She was left behind by her previous family, full of heartworms and fleas, and it was really bad. And came into our organization, and we started her on heartworm treatment. She actually had a heart attack. Due to a hard die-off of the heartworms, got clogged into her arteries all at one time.
Wow.
And survived through that through the night. It was terrifying. Come to find out the next day, she was heartworm negative. It was mind-blowing. I didn't believe it. We had to do multiple heartworm tests. But yeah, so she was just about to, she had started the antibiotic part of the treatment before the actual imidacide injections. And she all of a sudden was heartworm free. And it was crazy, crazy experience. But she is mine now, and she is fabulous. We got her DNA tested. I like to do that with all of my animals.
Yeah.
So she's actually, a lot of people started with corgi. They thought, you know, she's got to have corgi in her.
I almost said that. Yeah, she looks a little corgi-ish.
But she's actually German Shepherd, Poodle, and Golden Retriever.
Wow.
So AKC registered mutt. No.
Well, 23andMe, we're all finding out we're all mutts, basically.
Exactly.
You know, we all have percentages of things. We're not pure breeds over here.
Yes. She's right. Fabulous, though. I mean, I mean, she's just
so sweet.
She's the greatest little dog ever.
Oh, your nose is very cold and wet, though. But I appreciate that. Thank you. Getting to know all about you.
Well, she's not tall enough to hit the other areas that other dogs like to go
right.
for, so that's good.
Right. So it's a geographical thing. All right. So let's talk about AHOPE. What I love about AHOPE is that you guys keep all of your animals with loving fosters.
Absolutely.
Until they are adopted with their forever friends and family at their home. How do you do this? How are you able to do this without having a shelter?
So we are only able to do this through the volunteers that are fosters. These foster parents provide the shelter and the love and the experience that these animals need inside of homes while we get to provide everything else. So, and we go above and beyond for our foster parents because we have such great donors and sponsors who love to go above and beyond for us. Mm. So one thing that kind of shies people away, and I love to talk about it just because I know that it shies some applicants away from fostering with us, is that we had an amazing donor who actually donated. She bought cameras for each of our foster homes.
Oh.
And these are not like cameras, like a Ring camera, an S camera, you know, that anybody can get a link to and log into. These are personal cameras. So each foster parent gets them in their home. They can go inside of incubators because they hold up to 106 degree temperatures.
Wow.
And they can go in the playpens. And they're so, the foster parent actually would have an app and they can watch on their phone, like a baby monitor kind of. So when their little neonate kitten wakes up and they're yelling, they can go in there and take care of them. They don't have to open things all the time. Or say you have a feral mom who's taking care of her babies. You don't need to open a door and freak her out every time to see if she's nursing or needs anything. You check in on your little app and they can check in on them. So it's not for our organization to be able to monitor them.
Right.
But it is a way of us keeping completely transparent. So we don't have to be inside the foster homes. If they say, oh, this is like an issue to you, have you seen this before? The foster parent has to give us permission to look at the camera through an invite, and we can say, oh, they look fine. Everything looks good. Moving on. Yeah. So it's really great. So our foster parents are very, very spoiled.
Yeah.
But I love to spoil our foster parents because they are.
They deserve it.
They are absolutely amazing. And the kittens we had last time on here, the ice babies.
Yes.
They all went home last Wednesday, Wednesday.
Awesome.
Including their mom. So Vanilla Ice and her ice babies all went home this past Wednesday. I cannot wait till our social media squad shares their photos. I've already gotten updates from all of them, and they're doing phenomenal. It was a little heart-wrenching. I had them for 7 weeks.
Oh.
But as you met them, you remember the little black and white one you loved?
Yep, looked just like my star.
Fluffy Ice, yes. And they're keeping his name Fluffy.
Oh,
so
cool.
They decided the ironic, you know, he's not Fluffy. But,
right.
But yeah. I mean, amazing adopters, amazing foster parents, and I think our adopters are amazing because of our foster parents, too, that relationship.
Definitely. Let's talk about the new spay and neuter clinic. How is that coming along?
Famously, so yesterday, the letter of commencement was actually submitted.
Nice.
So that means the building is actually starting. So nice. We had all the materials already here in town, but as of yesterday, Paige went into the office, signed some paperwork, and they can start building. So the plan is to have that building up by the end of the year. I mean, within a few months, it's a metal building, so it should be up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to start forming our amazing vet team. So that is really exciting, really exciting things.
And that'll be an affordable spay and neuter clinic for all the residents of Santa Rosa County, right?
Anybody who owns dogs or cats.
Oh.
So it's for anyone who owns dogs or cats. It's not income-based. I mean, if we get a grant or something, it might be income-based for that grant specifically.
Okay.
But it is if you are an owner or a caretaker of a dog or cat, if you're the neighbor of a friend who needs spay neuter services, that is who we are going to be built for specifically, is the community who needs us, the community who loves their pets, loves their outdoor cats, and needs affordable services so they can spoil them by spending that money on their annual visits or their toys or whatever else they want to spend their money on, so they don't have to worry about those basic necessities that help the entire community.
Right. Where is this new clinic going to be located?
It's going to be in Milton at 6951 Pine Blossom Road. And the property's already cleared. So I encourage and invite people to go by anytime and check it out because it's wonderful. It's a 800-foot driveway. It's a little windy back in there, but it's cleared so you can kind of see where it's going to be on the 25 acres that we already own. So it's just the 4 acres that's cleared for a 4,000 square foot clinic. So I think the most exciting thing to me is I'm actually the one who designed the building.
Oh, wow.
So over time, visiting other clinics and talking to other veterinarians and vet techs and really getting to know what they wanted, needed, what they would like to see. Over the past 7 years, I've been kind of making little adjustments and changes as I went to make it the best clinic it could be for limiting, you know, cross-contamination or, you know, poor interactions between, you know, dogs and cats, you know, the noise levels,
right,
making sure it takes the least amount of staff to properly care for the place. Just, you know, God forbid there's some other reason that there's staffing issues in the future, you know, but COVID's taught us well.
Exactly.
So there is high visibility everywhere and a transport drop-off. It's just really laid out to be the best facility, the most useful facility, and I'm just really, really excited about it. So it's nice to see your drawing, your floor plan, your design come to life. Like I'm thoroughly excited about that.
Definitely going to be a proud parent when that goes up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. If you need more information, if you want to donate, volunteer to foster an animal or help them out with their new shelter once it gets built, let them know. Go to ahope4src.com. My guest this morning, Brandy Winkleman. She is the president and executive director of AHOPE in Milton. AHOPE stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education, AHOPE. And you do great work. Thank you so much for what you do. We'll be right back to talk about it more. If you have questions, let us know. Text or call into the show, 437-1620. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I have AHOPE for Santa Rosa County. It's just AHOPE. Go to AHOPE, the number 4SRC.com. I have Brandy in here. She is the president and executive director for AHOPE. They have a new facility, a spay and neuter clinic coming in. It's going to have affordable services for everyone who owns a cat or a dog. So definitely check that out. Go to AHOPE, the number 4SRC.com. And there's some events coming up, some meetings we want to get to real quick. Yes. Brandy, let us know what's coming up.
So, twice a year now we have a fantastic meeting where the animal welfare leaders of the five county area, and of course we would, anybody who wants to come that's an animal welfare leadership, in an animal welfare leadership position is invited to come. We take two representatives from each organization. Of course, we have veterinarians that come on their own to, you know, just as individuals. And it's at the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce at 6 p.m. on April 11th. And we'll have another one that comes up in October that we can talk about later. But this meeting is where all the animal welfare leaders come together and we kind of discuss issues that affect all of us and how to be better for the animals with the one mission, one mindset. to save animal lives, keep animals in their homes, eliminate the need for senseless euthanasia or overpopulation and intake at local animal shelters due to the overpopulation.
Right.
So it's just kind of a meeting of the minds. Last meeting, we had a great turnout. We actually had to pull extra seats in because we ran out of seats.
Nice.
And we talked on different subjects like intake and outcome numbers, compassion fatigue, just basically everybody getting to meet each other, because a lot of times we get so wrapped up in our animal welfare worlds individually or as individual organizations that we don't get to actually make contact face to face and work with each other. We just feel kind of it's an alone feeling, even though you're doing so much work, you're diving into this, spinning your wheels, you think you're doing everything possible, and you still feel so alone. And it can be really hard. So learning that there's other animal welfare leaders and that they can actually fill in your weaknesses with their strengths and vice versa, and you can do things for each other a lot. We work with a lot of organizations, and that is something AHOPE is really big on, is working with other organizations and just kind of helping others provide solutions to their problems, and hopefully, you know, we can work together to all solve the main problem, you know?
Yeah. So it's not so daunting. You don't feel like you're just taking on this worldly problem just by yourself.
Yeah. I'm actually leaving here today because there was a huge hoarding case down in Manatee County, Florida. They reached out to us. They had over 55 rats and over 100 rabbits that ended up in their shelter, and they didn't know what to do. Well, we do take in domesticated rats, and so they reached out to us as one of two organizations in the state, and we agreed to take in some. So we have 16 rats that we're going to be picking up that are beautiful. They're from breeders. So if anybody loves Dumbo fat rats, we will have them this afternoon, and on our website, you can adopt them. So we're excited. Yeah.
And of course, if you go to AHOPE, the number 4SRC.com, you will see pictures, the ways you can adopt cats, rats, dogs. You know, it's all there. You can, somebody texted in earlier about rehoming a dog. And if you go to the website, check on the pet assistance, you can find resources there. Call the help desk there. That phone number is 850-665-0511, and they will get you connected to somebody that can help you out. Like I said, I love the work you do. I love the way that AHOPE is set up, especially with this new clinic coming to town, because controlling that pet population, you know, like you said, does cut down on, you know, the need for, you know, having to control the population through other means like euthanasia and things like that. We want to avoid that.
I can't wait to be excited whenever kittens are born.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't wait for that day. I love kittens. I love kittens.
Do you love exercising with kittens? Let's talk about that.
Oh, I don't. But you know what I love to do is watch others exercise with the kittens.
Yeah. Let's talk about, we've seen it on, I've seen it on television with goats and all kinds of other animals, but people are starting to do yoga with their pets. So
absolutely.
Let's talk about kitten yoga coming up on April 14th.
April 14th, kitten yoga. It is going to be at Your Pace Yoga Studio in Milton, and it's going to be at 11 a.m. There's going to be kittens from our organization, from our foster homes, that are going to be coming in, and they like to play around and jump on you and then sleep on your yoga mat and hang out. It's real zen, but at the same time, like, real fun. So we do kitten yoga every once in a while, and it's a great fundraiser opportunity. So they usually ask for, you know, a minimum fundraiser amount or donation amount, and it's minimal. And usually it's open to all ages. It'll be up to each facility. This one's at Your Pace Yoga, so you'll have to look up and see, or call them and see what their age range is. I'm pretty sure they usually do. Any ages can come. And it's just fun, and you get to take lots of pictures and cuddle with the kittens.
Yes.
And, you know, watch them go nuts and tackle each other, and it's a really good time. So we love doing that at yoga studios and showing off our kittens.
All right. We're going to take one more commercial break. If you have any questions about what you've heard on here and you want to get some more of these times, April 14th, kitten yoga. We've got the meeting coming up on April 11th at the chamber. Lots going on with AHOPE. Let us know if you have any questions. 437-1620. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about the Santa Rosa County proposal to have the largest flag in the entire state of Florida. Also talked about Ted Cruz and Katie Britt and her reaction to Scarlett Johansson playing her on Saturday Night Live. Very interesting stuff. The slice of the anti-human trafficking legislation Tallahassee passed, raising the age of stripping to 21. And we had a good conversation during the wrap about the challenges of finding good employees these days. Listen to those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. We're just about out of time. Brandy, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the work that
you
do.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having Dexie and me in today.
Yes, Dexie is so sweet, so cute. Go by and check out A Hope, the number 4SRC.com for information on anything we've talked about here. If you want to volunteer, if you want to be, if you want to take one of these animals home and foster them, they make it so easy and they give you everything you need. Brandy, thank you so much for being here.